This is a demonstration auditing session given by L. Ron Hubbard entitled Running a Secondary, Part 1. This demonstration was given on the 28th of September, 1950. Copyright 1950 by L. Ron Hubbard in the United Kingdom and 1978 in the USA. All rights reserved. Unauthorized duplication, transcription, translation, importation, and distribution is a violation of applicable laws. This tape is 54 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This evening I asked for a pianola case again. Lady whose name is Lou will serve if a pianola case doesn't come along. Tonight I'm not going to try anything very fancy. I actually, technically, should give you a demonstration of somebody under Guck, but I only have so many pockets and I couldn't carry down one dose of it tonight, so... This is, I'm going to give you as just again, standard procedure. If you'll notice in standard procedure that one can shift rather rapidly over to straight memory and back onto the engram again. But if you're running an engram and you do shift over onto straight memory while you're running this engram, make sure you go back to the engram again, because that is the same crime of failing to reduce an engram. Nevertheless, straight memory, sometimes an auditor starts swinging into straight memory, it would be hard to detect. By the way, somebody in a couple of notes that have come in have accused me of being telepathic. Definitely not. Nearly every auditor, nearly every professional auditor gets this sooner or later. People sit down, they watch him. All of a sudden he says, did somebody say get out? And the pre-clear will say, no. No, they said, get out of here. And what you've done is just observe the physiological action there, the toes. If the pre-clear is in an engram, the toes wiggle. If he is in the vicinity of a grief discharge, he will gasp rather heavily. That type of breathing. There you know he's sitting on a real grief discharge. It may not be coming off. There may be difficulty in getting this grief discharge. It may be shut off by control circuitry or any number of things, but you know there's a grief discharge there if he starts breathing stentoriously. And if he has just skidded out of the engram and is riding above the engram on a bouncer or something of the sort, but trying to go on with the engram anyway, his toes stop wiggling. This is standard. Very often, there's another sign which you haven't seen in these demonstrations. A person, when he goes into his own valence, in the prenatal area, most commonly goes into a curled-up ball or a suggestion of it. If the preclear starts bringing his knees up, that is just a tendency to start into one. A preclear who is in the prenatal area usually has a tendency to roll over on his side, and when he flies out of his own valence, goes into another valence, quite normally fly over on his back. So you can tell if your preclear is running rather rolled up like a ball, and all of a sudden he rolls over on his back, well, you know he's skidded out of his own valence. The one exception to this is when running conception, particularly sperm sequence, the preclear lies out straight. He has a tendency, if some of you have already had this, you'll know what it is, to wiggle his feet. Only he hasn't got muscles in order to do this wiggling. And it's a very frustrating experience to him. It's actually a sideways swimming motion. This isn't something that one just dreams up and tells him he's supposed to feel. When he gets there, he'll feel it. Or he won't, as the case may be. All right, Lou, let's see what we can do. Now, that's fine. How do you feel?
Fine.
Who's dead? Well, who's dead? Just a question to start the ball rolling here.
I was about to say everybody.
Everybody's dead.
I don't know why.
You started to say everybody was dead?
What prompted it?
All right. Okay. They're not dead out there, though. All right. How old are you?
I don't know.
You get a number flash with that?
No.
No? Well, I'm going to do a very grave thing, and I'm not going to give you an inventory first. Just in the interest of speeding up the demonstration, would you close your eyes? Any time in the future they say to you the word canceled, they will cancel out what I have said to you while you're lying here on the couch, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to dinner last night. Hmm?
Yes.
All right. Where are you sitting there?
Sitting at the counter.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing there at the counter? Just eating?
Just eating, reading my book.
Mm-hmm. What's the book look like?
Has a red cover on. Language and Thought in Action by Hayakawa.
Let's look at the face of the book. The page you're reading, the exact page you're reading there. And let's taste what you're eating simultaneously.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Now let's taste it. Take a mouthful of it.
Tastes good.
All right, tastes good. Now, what sounds are there around there while you're eating your corned beef and cabbage?
Drinking coffee on my right side.
Somebody's drinking coffee on your right side, okay.
Yeah, making noise.
All right. Let's go back to the first time you saw a motion picture.
Oh, wake a long time ago.
All right, well, let's just return to it.
First motion picture I saw was an outdoor movie.
Let's take a look at it.
Western.
It's a Western. All right, where are you sitting there?
On a wooden bench.
How's it feel? How's the bench feeling?
Uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Is there any sound with this?
No, silent.
It's a silent. Let's look at a subtitle.
I couldn't read too well.
Couldn't read too well. Who was reading it to you?
Nobody.
Nobody? Nobody reading it to you. Well, that's a sad state.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's take a look at the actor there. Take a look at the actor. Let's take a look at him. Feel that bench under you and take a look at the actor.
No, it's the villain bothered me.
Oh, it's the villain. Let's take a look at the villain. Any music playing?
No.
All right, let's take a look at the villain. What's he doing?
Disturbing the girl.
Doing what?
Disturbing the girl.
Yeah, what's he doing to her?
Trying to drag her with him.
Trying to drag her away, huh? What's he look like?
Oh, one of those handlebar mustaches.
Yeah? Now, who comes in on this scene? Anybody come in on this scene? Or am I anticipating the movie plot? Anybody come in on this scene?
Yeah, the cowboy does.
Now, the cowboy. Now, what's the cowboy look like?
Well, I wasn't too much interested in looks then.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if we can take a look at this cowboy now.
He has his hat pushed back.
Yeah? Has he got a gun on?
Right.
Kind of inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's go back to the time when you got your first doll. Is that earlier?
Oh,
than
I don't like that one.
Well, let's go back to the time you got it anyway.
All right.
What about this doll?
I pushed its eyes in.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I was spanked.
How old are you there, taking a look at this doll for the first time?
I don't know.
All right, let's go back to can we get back to a time there when you're lying in a crib?
Oh, no.
Well, let's go back to a time somebody's burping you.
Oh, no.
Oh, let's go back to a time somebody's burping you. Maybe we can return to a moment somebody's burping you.
No.
Let's see if you can return to it. How's it feel to be burped?
No.
Well, let's return to a moment there. Somebody's giving you a bottle.
Oh.
Let's return to a moment. Somebody's giving you a bottle there.
I was never a baby.
Never a baby. All right, let's return to the moment there. Now, when you get, do you get a tricycle? You ever get a tricycle?
Oh, no.
No, never get a tricycle? How about a wagon?
No.
Let's return to the first time you knew a little boy who had a wagon.
Yes.
All right, let's return, take a look at him.
Oh, that was Billy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And what's Billy doing?
Letting the kids ride in the wagon.
Mm-hmm. What's happening with this wagon?
We're just riding down the hill.
Oh, how's the wagon sound going down the hill? How's the wind in your face?
I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Does he make any noise?
Oh, no, we're just laughing.
Oh, you're laughing. All right. Now, let's see if we can get back a little bit earlier than this. Let's go back to your second birthday. Second birthday.
Two.
All right, let's see if we can find any place on the track where there's a candle, two or three candles and a cake.
Oh, no.
Well, let's just see if we can. Just on an off chance there might be one.
There wasn't.
All right. Let's see if we can go back to the first time you ever got taken outside in a baby buggy. Baby buggy. Let's take a look at this baby buggy.
No.
No?
No.
No baby buggies?
No.
No? No baby buggies. Let's take the first time you ever dropped out of a hammock.
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's take the first time you ever dropped out of a hammock.
It hurt.
All right. How do you fall?
Just wound over.
Mm-hmm. Did it hurt
very
much?
Fell on my stomach.
Hurt very much?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who picks you up?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Who else is there?
No one, I guess.
What you got on? Rompers?
No.
No? Little dress?
Yes.
All right. Did you feel any of that pain?
It always hits me in the stomach.
Hmm?
Hit me in the stomach.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel the pain? Let's go back through it again. Let's fall off that thing. Are you watching yourself fall off of it? Or are you right?
Oh,
there?
No.
All right. Let's fall off of it. Let's fall off of it.
That doesn't feel good.
Oh, let's do it again. Let's go back to the moment you're on the swing. Swing making any noise?
It isn't a swing. A hammock.
What's a hammock? All right. On the hammock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's pick it up the moment you fall off. Let's get the sensation of falling there.
Scratch my arm.
All right, let's go over it again.
Doesn't hurt.
Can't you feel the pain? All right, let's get back on the hammock again. Was the hammock swung too far when you fell off of it?
Oh, I was swinging.
All right. There you go. Now let's go to the moment where you fall off. How did it feel this time?
Bang.
Bang.
I have my stomach.
All right, how's it feel?
My arm.
Get the pain out of it now?
It's way down deep.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the moment you're swinging in the swing.
But I like that.
All right, let's swing.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging in the hammock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back and forth. All right, let's pick it up the moment you fall out.
Oh, that makes me feel like boiling.
Oh, yeah? All right. Was the pain very much there?
I was more surprised, I think. It didn't hurt too much.
Oh. Did you get a somatic as you go through this? Got a somatic?
In my right here.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the moment you're swinging in the hammock.
Well, I'd rather stay there swinging.
All right, let's swing. Let's swing. Now, somatic strip, move up to the moment you fall. Boom.
But I'm heard again. Nobody's coming to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go over it again. The swing in the hammock. Swing in the hammock. Swing in the hammock. There you are, swing in the hammock. Now, let's pick it up the moment you fall out. Boom. How do you feel?
That's it, I'm hurt.
Yeah?
Nobody comes near.
How does this feel? How's the somatic on this time?
Just down here.
Yeah, did it hurt very much? Is the somatic lighter than it was?
Yes.
Oh, it is lighter than it was. Okay. Let's roll it again. Swing, 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 and out of the swing, boom. All right. Did you feel it that time? How did it feel that time?
Joey, I'm still swinging. I can't stop.
All right, the somatic strip. Well, go through the swinging, then come up to the moment you start to fall, and then off you go. Boom. Now.
Can I scrape my arm?
You feel that scrape on your arm?
Yeah.
Makes you feel sad?
Because nobody comes.
Got a somatic on it now?
Yeah.
Hmm?
On my arm.
Oh, you got a somatic on your arm now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's return back to the moment you're swinging in the hammock. Let's swing. Swing, swing. Let's swing in the hammock. Swing in the hammock. Before you fall. All right. Now all of a sudden, off the hammock you go. Boom. How's the somatic?
I just walk away now.
Just walk away. You got any pain on it now?
No.
What do you think about this incident?
Well, at the time, I was hurt.
Well, how do you feel about this incident now?
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you?
No.
You still got a somatic as we go through it?
No.
Haven't got a somatic?
No, not even in the stomach.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how about going back to the time somebody dropped you? The first time anybody dropped you. Contact all of us.
I wasn't dropped.
Now, the somatic strip will go back to a moment when you were a little baby and you were dropped. Somatic strip, contact the moment you dropped. The file clerk will give us a moment you dropped. Now, the somatic strip will contact the moment you hit. The file clerk will give us a moment you dropped. The somatic strip. File clerk will give us the moment you drop, and the somatic strip will contact just before you hit, sweep straight through, and boom. You got a somatic?
No, I just seem to be floating in space.
There we are. All right. You have a somatic of any kind?
No.
You haven't got a somatic of any kind. Hmm? The file clerk will give us the time your mother is giving you a bottle. The file clerk will give us the time your mother is giving a bottle.
Don't talk about that.
Let's kind of see if we can't contact her. Contact her? Let's contact the moment somebody singing your song and your little baby. Somebody singing you a song, little baby? Let's contact the moment somebody singing you a song. All right. Rocking you back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Can you contact that? Hmm? Hmm? Can you contact that?
It's just a strange feeling.
What's the feeling?
Of imagining being a baby.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you see there? What's your visio as you're lying there being a baby? Hmm?
guess there was a crib. I saw the crib before.
Let's take a look at it. Now, who comes up to the crib? Pick it up there in a moment. Somebody comes up to the crib. Somebody walks up the crib. Let's take a look at it. Let's take a look at him.
I can't see her. All I can see is...
Yes, sir.
Just holding on to the side of the crib.
You're holding on? Who else is there? Somebody else there?
My ears are ringing.
Is you lying there in the crib?
Yeah.
Hmm? How do you feel lying there in the crib?
Oh, I'm sitting.
You're sitting in the crib?
Yes.
And who comes in the room? Let's pick it up there at a moment when somebody comes in the room.
A man.
All right, what's he look like? What's a man look like? Take a look at him. You can see him, can't you?
He just stands and looks at me.
He just stands and looks at you? Mm-hmm. What's he say to you? His contact moment, he says something to you. Does he speak to you? What's he look like?
He has black hair.
Hmm? What's he say?
He's got black hair and brown eyes.
Yeah. Is he good looking?
He has a white shirt on. He's not handsome, but he's not bad looking.
Not bad looking, All right, let's go to a... You see what he looks like? All right, now let's go to a moment when a woman comes in. For a moment when a woman enters. Contact a moment there when a woman enters?
Well, I just want to put my hands in.
Yeah, and what's the woman do? Well, what's she do? Hands out to her, what'd she do? What'd she do?
I can't imagine me as a baby.
All right, let's take a look at her. Let's take a look at this woman. Not asking you to imagine her, just be there for a moment. Take a look at this woman. What'd she do when you put your hands out to her? What'd she do when you put your hands out to her?
Well, she picked me up.
Yeah? What'd she say to you when she picked you up? You still got a visio on her?
She's pretty.
She's very pretty, huh? What color's her hair?
Curly brown.
Curly brown hair. What kind of clothes is she wearing?
It's a blue dress. It's got a white trimming around the neck.
Mm-hmm. White trim around the neck. Is she pretty?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How's her voice? What's her voice sound like?
Well, she's happy looking.
She's what?
Happy.
Yeah, she's happy looking. All right. Now, what's her voice sound like?
I don't understand it.
What's she saying? What language? A different language?
Yes.
Yeah, what language is it? Try to repeat some of it. Just go over what she's saying and just repeat it syllable by syllable. Just repeat the words after she's saying them. Pick up the first word she says. How does it sound? Go to the moment of the first word she says. How does it sound? What is it?
Babushka.
Babushka. All right. What's the next word she says? What's the next word she says?
Oh, they're hurting. What is it?
What's hurting? What's hurting?
I mean, what's up there?
What's up where? What's the matter? What's she saying? Go over the word babushka.
Babushka.
Go again.
Babushka.
All right, let's take a look at her. What'd she look like? What'd she look like when she says that?
Eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Smile on her face.
Smile. And what's the next word she says? Just repeat the phonetics. Hard to repeat? What are the words? You know what they are.
I don't. I can't.
Well, imitate the next phrase. Just imitate the next word. Just imitate its phonetics. Can you imitate this phonetics? Does she say any words again? Is the man still there? You see the man?
It was just a...
It's just what?
He was standing there and she picked...
Picks you up, and what happens? What happens when she picks you up? What's he say? Does he say anything?
I can't hear anything he says.
All right, what's the furniture in the room like? Furniture in the room like? Let's take a look at the furniture in this room.
Just looking around and seeing it.
What? What'd you say?
Looking around and seeing.
All right. Now, what's the furniture look like? What's the furniture look like? We've got frills on it, fringes.
It's a feather bed.
Oh, it's a feather bed. Okay. All right. Are these your parents? Are these your parents? Let's take a look at the woman again. Let's take a look at her. Now, you know what she looks like. Now, you can remember what she looked like. Who is she? Who's the woman? Your parents? Your parents? Is that who it is? You know. You know. What about them? Are they?
She's dancing around the room with me in her arms.
Oh, you're cheating on us. You're enjoying this too much.
No, I'm not.
Is it fun? May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Yes. How old were you when your parents left? How old were you?
I wanted to say two.
Hmm?
I wanted to say two.
You wonder if they were?
I wanted to say two.
You wanted to say two? Two? You mean you don't remember your parents?
No.
You've never seen them? Before?
If they are, don't take them from me. Please don't.
Just the first time you've seen these people?
Yes. I was never even a baby before.
Let's come on up to the moment when they leave you. Up to the moment when they leave you.
But why did they?
All right, let's come up to the moment when they leave you. The moment when you leave them.
I didn't leave them.
What happened? What happened? Come up to the moment when they go away. Come up to the moment when they go away. You can. You're right there. Just take a look at them. What do they say to you? Do they say anything to you when they go away? Let's take a look at them. Let's take a look at them. Right to the moment they're leaving you. Your somatics room, go to the last moment you see them. Last moment you see them. Last moment you see them. Now take a look at them. Take a look at them. What do they say to you? What are you seeing there? What do you see now? Tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me.
Oh, I see the horrible nun.
A nun? You see a nun? What happens? Go to the last moment you saw your parents. The last moment you saw your parents.
The last moment you saw them. The somatic strip's right there. Now take a look at them. Take a look at them.
Oh, Ripley.
Take a look at them. The last moment you saw them. What's happening? What's happening?
I'm lost. I don't know.
Your somatic strip's right there at the last moment. Give me a yes or no on this. Your parents dead? What was flashed?
I was going to say no.
What? No? All right, let's contact the moment they're leaving. What's the last moment you see them? Your somatic strip's right there. The last moment you see them. Hold. 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 You know. Hold. What was the number that flashed?
2, but if it's 2, I'd never forget them.
You what?
I'd never forget them.
Who told you? Give me a yes or no on this. Did somebody tell you to forget them?
Yes.
Who said forget them? All right, the words in which you were told to forget them will flash in your mind. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me yes or no on this. Words in English?
All I get is take her away.
Go over that again.
Take her away. Take her away. Take her away.
Go it again.
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 No, I won't.
Go it again.
I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't.
Go it again. Take her away. Go over the face again. Take her away.
Take her away. No. No.
Go it again. Take her away.
Take her Take her No. No. No.
Go over the face. Take her away. Go over the face. Take her away. Go over the face again.
Take her away. No.
Go over the face. Take her away.
Take her away. Take her. No.
Go over the face again. Take her away.
Take her. Take her away.
Take her away. Go with the phrase. Take her away.
Take her away.
Go with the phrase. Take her away.
Take. Oh, it hurts. Don't, don't, don't.
Go with the words. Take her away.
Take. No. No.
Go with the words. No, no.
No, 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 no.
Go it again.
No.
Go it again.
No.
Go it again.
No.
Go it again. Go with the word no. Go with the word no again.
No. No.
Go it again.
No. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Go it again. Go to words, don't. Got to take her.
No.
Who's lying in the bed? Are you lying in the bed?
No.
Where are you?
No.
Who's got you? Somebody carrying you? You know. Somebody carrying you? What's the person in the bed saying? What's the person in the bed saying? What's the person in the bed saying? You see somebody in the bed?
She just keeps tossing back and forth.
And what's she saying while she tosses back and forth? Are you outside yourself here? Can you see yourself in somebody else's arms or see yourself with somebody else, sir?
I'm looking at her.
Oh, are you in somebody's arms?
But I can't see who they are.
Oh, they're behind you? All right, let's take a look at her. What's she saying as she tosses back and forth? What kind of a noise is she making?
Don't go away.
she saying again? Don't go away. She just say that over and over?
Yes.
What's she doing there?
Going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
Go away. Go away.
How big are you in comparison to that bed? Is the bed very big? Is the bed very big? Very small? How's the bed look, dear?
Four poster bed.
Does it look big or small to you?
It's big.
Mm-hmm. Does it look bigger than most beds?
No, it just looks like the average bed. It has plants around it.
Mm-hmm.